姐妹平安，很高
Peace to brothers and sisters.
很高兴在网上能够见到弟兄姐妹。
It's my pleasure to meet everyone online.
我们今天要来交通主的话。
I want to share God's word today.
是在《使徒行传》第十一章十九到二十六节。
In the book of Acts, chapter 11:19-26.
我先把这一段圣经念一遍，然后之后请翻译的姐妹来念英文。
I want to read this passage in Chinese first, and then I'll read in English.
那些因斯提凡的事遭患难的四散的门徒，直走到腓尼基和居比路，并安提阿，他们不向别人讲道，只向犹太人讲。但内中有居比路和古利奈人，他们到了安提阿，也向希利尼人传讲主耶稣。有古卷座，也向说希利尼话的犹太人传讲主耶稣。主与他们同在，信而归主的人就很多了。这风声传到耶路撒冷教会的人的耳中，他们就打发巴拿巴出去，走到安提阿为止。他们到了那里，看见神所赐的恩，就欢喜，劝勉众人，立定心志，恒久靠主。这巴拿巴原是个好人，被圣灵充满，大有信心，于是有许多人归服了主。第二十五节，他又往大树去找扫罗，找着了，就带他到安提阿去，他们足有一年的功夫，和教会一同聚集，教训了许多人。门徒称为基督徒，是从安提阿起手。
Now those who had been scattered by the persecution in connection with Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch, telling the message only to Jews. Some of them, however, men from Cyprus and Cyrene, went to Antioch and began to speak to Greek also, telling them the good news about the Lord Jesus. The Lord's hand was with them, and a great number of people believed and turned to the Lord. News of this reached the ears of the church of Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas to Antioch. When he arrived and saw the evidence of the grace of God, he was glad and encouraged them all to remain true to the Lord with all their heart. He was a good man, full of Holy Spirit and faith. And a great number of people were brought to the Lord. Then Barnabas went to Tarsus to look for Saul. And when he found him, he brought him to Antioch. So for a whole year, Barnabas and Saul met with the church and taught great numbers of people. The disciples were called Christian first at Antioch.
我们一起低头做个祷告。
And let's have more prayer.
亲爱的主耶稣。
Dear Jesus.
为着你在十字架上所成就的一切的救赎，我们的心。
For the accomplishment salvation that you have done on cross.
我们的心感谢，我们的心赞美你。
Our heart thanks and praise you.
为着今天你在父的右边，你是万王之王，万主之主。
You are sitting on the right side of the heavenly Father, and you are King of Kings, Lord of Lords.
我们向你顶礼，我们向你敬拜。
We worship you, we praise you.
谢谢你如此的施恩怜悯了我们。
And thank you for giving such a great grace to us.
我们能够来到父的面前，呼喊你为阿爸。
So that we can come before the Lord and call him Abba Father.
这就是莫大的恩典了。
This is such a great grace.
谢谢你在对我们的忍耐。
And thank you for your patience on us.
你用你的话来建立我们。
You use your word to establish us.
好让你的教会能够配得上我们的主。
So that your church can be worthy to the Lord.
今天我们众儿女一同围绕在你的脚前。
All the saint believers surrounding your feet today.
我们的心再一次献给你。
We give our heart to you.
你向我们心说话。
Please speak to our heart.
你全然得着我们。
So that you can completely gain us.
愿你的心得着一切的称颂。
May your heart receive all the praises.
愿你在我们中间得着一切的安息。
and may you receive peace among us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Our prayer in Christ Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
这一段主的话，读起来的确有许多的提醒。
There are a lot of reminders to us from this passage.
这一段话读起来也有许多的鼓励和安慰。
There are a lot of comforting and encouragement from this passage as well.
不是我们好，是我们的主好。
Not because we are good, but our Lord is good.
是我们的主，他顾念着他的教会。
As our Lord remembering the church.
是我们的主顾念地上世上的灵魂。
As our Lord remembering the spirit in this earth.
好，我们先来看这一段圣经。
And let's look at this passage.
从19节到21节。
From 19 to 26.
看到那里讲到因斯提凡的事件而遭患难四散的门徒。
And we see that because of the Stephen's, the saints were scattered by persecution.
因着斯提凡的事件遭患难。
And because of Stephen's, other Christians are being persecuted.
在这一段里面有一个背景。
And so there was this background.
那我们知道在使徒行传第二章的时候。
We know in the book of Acts chapter 2.
当圣灵降临在耶路撒冷的门徒们身上。
When the Holy Spirit came to the saints,
to the disciples. 地上的教会，地上的基督的身体被建立起来。
The body of church, the body of Christ was built up.
在那里你看见彼得一出来讲道，门徒就添了3000多人。
So you see, once this Apostle Peter came out to spread the gospel, he received 3,000 disciples.
门徒在那里恒心遵守使徒的教训。
And the believers listen and obey the teaching from disciples.
他们彼此交接、擘饼和祈祷。
They have fellowship, Lord's table and prayers.
你可以讲说，就在那时候，你看见主自己的见证从那里出来了。
You can see the testimony out from these people.
在那里基督的身体的增长。
And the Lord's body grow.
但是在这个事情背后他们忽略掉了一件事情。
But they neglected one thing.
在圣经那边说他们忽略了在供应他们的寡妇中间的饭食的需要。
And the Bible mentioned that they neglected to supply to orphans and widows.
为了这个缘故，他们从他们中间选出来了一个7个有好名声、被圣灵充满、智慧充足的人。
And therefore they chose 7 Christians, disciples among them.
来管理这些饭食的事问题。
To manage the food supplies to widows.
而斯提凡是其中的一个弟兄。
And Stephen is one of those 7.
当然我们不仅仅看到斯提凡在这里是管理饭食。
So we knew that Stephen not only to manage the meals.
圣经也说到斯提凡也在那时候他得了恩惠的能力。
Stephen also received grace power.
当许多会堂的人来找他辩论的时候。
And when many scholars from synagogue came to discuss with him.
他能够靠着恩惠的能力能够指出他们的问题。
With the grace of with God, he can point out their problem.
说出这些犹太人这些法利赛人他们是应着景象抗拒圣灵的人。
He can point out to the Jews and the Pharisees that their mistake.
但是我们可以发现到了最后我们斯提凡的弟兄后来被推到城外被石头打死了。
But at the end, we know that Stephen was pushed out to the outward of the city and got stoned to death.
就从那时候开始，耶路撒冷开始大遭逼迫。
And starting from there on, Jerusalem started persecuting believers.
这些得权势的人开始逼迫那些信耶稣的人。
The one in power started to persecute those believers.
从这时候看见一件事情，就是门徒开始分散到各个地方去了。
So we start seeing the disciples got scattered to different area.
的确，从人看，这是一场灾难。
And from the eye of human, we see that this is a disaster.
信耶稣的，我们怎么可能碰到这些事情呢？
As a believer, why are we being suffered under this?
但是主耶稣，在使徒行传一开始的时候，其实就告诉过门徒了。
But in the beginning of the book of Acts, Jesus already told his disciples.
但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
When the Holy Spirit comes to you, you are going to receive the power of God, and you are going to spread among other nations to testify for me.
的确，按照人的人性来讲，天性，我们喜欢待在一个安全的一个区域 comfort zone 里面。
According to our human nature, we like to stay in the same place where we are comfortable with.
我们喜欢的这个聚会，我们就是自己在这里聚会就好了，我们也不管别人了。
We like this fellowship, so we want to stay in it and do not care about other brothers and sisters.
今天在耶路撒冷这里发生的事情
What happened in Jerusalem here?
看似好像是一个灾难
It looks like a disaster.
神兴起的这个逼迫让门徒四散
Lord allowed the persecution and scattered disciples.
使得神的见证能够得以扩展
So the Lord's testimonials can be spread around.
在这个这三前面三十节二十节二十一节那里
Verse 20 and 21
它里面讲到的确有许多的人因为这样子一个逼迫他们就到处四散到处走
And because of this persecution, a lot of them spread around other places.
但是讲到一批人他们一直走到安提阿。
And there was this group of people who went to Antioch.
我们虽然不知道他们为什么 指向犹太人讲。
We don't know at that time why do they only spread the gospel to Jews.
或许是因为只有会堂在那里有许多的门徒在那里聚集。
Maybe because the disciples were all gathering in synagogue.
但是在这里二十节特别描写了有一帮人
But in verse 20 it specified that some of them
在有居比路和古利奈人二十节
And they are men from Cyprus and Cyrene
他们到了安提阿也向希利人传讲主耶稣
They went to Antioch and began to speak toGreek also telling them the good news about the Lord Jesus.
一个居比路从一个小岛里面来的人，一个古利奈人，好像是从一个非洲过来的人。
So Cyprus is from an island, and Cyrene seems like from Africa.
他们所做的事情是边走边传。
And what did they do? As they walk from one place to another, they spread the gospel from one place to another.
他们走到不管走到哪里，他们耶稣基督是他们口中的讯息。
No matter where they go, they talk about Jesus Christ.
遭遇到逼迫、患难，我们还有心传福音吗？
Facing persecution and crisis, do we still have the heart to spread the good news?
遭遇到这样的生命垂死的这个逼迫，我们的心难免会有许多的埋怨。
As the life is in risk under persecution, we may have complained.
这一年多，我们都经历到 COVID-19.
We are experiencing this COVID-19 over a year now.
我们不晓得为什么。
We don't know why.
但是有一件事情，我们可以问一问我们自己。
But we should ask ourselves.
在这一段期间，我们关心的是什么？
In this period, what did we pay attention to?
我们是不是天天只关心 COVID-19 到底死了多少人？
Do we pay attention only to how many people died from the COVID-19?
还是主耶稣的名，这时候在我们中间，是不是能够被传扬开来？
Or is it the Lord's name can be spread among us at this time?
在我们这里聚会，有一些，是医生，他们是在第一线，在那里，成为医生来，救助这些病人。
In my church, we have some doctors who are the first line, doctors in saving this COVID-19 patient.
那时候他跟我讲了，讲的时候，那描述到那时候的医院的一个整个的情形。
One of the brothers described to me the situation in hospital at that time.
他说，甚至有些的这些病患还没有来得及进医院就已经走了。
He said some of the patients do not even have time to be treated and is gone.
我们都会庆幸说，哎呀，感谢主，你没有被感染。
And we always say that thanks the Lord that you are not infected.
但是这个医生里面，这个医生却跟我说了一句让我真的很震动我的心的话。
But this doctor, he told me something that shake me.
主今天没有把我带走，我相信神有目的。
Lord did not take me away because of his purpose.
他要让我们这些留下来的人不是白占地图。
He leave us on the earth not for a vanity, as a vanity.
得时不得时，总要将耶稣基督传出去。
Whether you success or not, you have to spread the gospel.
我为着他的这些经历，我实在是感谢主。
For his experience, I thank the Lord.
这一帮弟兄姐妹，有从居比路和古利奈来的这些人。
These Christians from Cyprus and Cyrene
遭遇的逼迫
The persecutions they faced
他们无论到哪里
No matter where they went
把耶稣基督传出去
They spread Lord Jesus
他们真正知道这是神摆在他们心中的负担
They know this is the burden that the Lord has put in their heart
在安提阿这里的开始不是使徒，不是腓力，而是一帮无名的弟兄姐妹。
So the Christian who started spreading the news in Antioch are not the disciples. It's not Peter, but the brothers and sisters from Cyprus and Cyrene who was not named here.
神能够用着我们这一群好像不配的人。
Lord is using people like us who are unworthy.
可是却能够将主的美名能够传扬出去。
But we can spread the beautiful name of the Lord.
他能够在这个安提阿这地方，主自己兴起他的见证来。
So in Antioch, Lord raised up his own testimonials.
21节说到，主与他们同在，信而归主的人就很多了。
Verse 21, the Lord's hand was with them, and a great number of people believed and turned to the Lord.
信而归主的人很多了。
Believed and turned to the Lord has great number at that time.
有时候我们担心这个人来的多寡。
Sometimes we concern about the number of people who came.
有时候一阵子没有新的弟兄姐妹来了。
And sometimes we are concerned when without any new brothers and sisters come.
我们这时候才想到说，哎。是不是需要赶快多传一点福音呢？需不需要赶快带谁来了
？Then we are alerted whether we should start spreading gospel.
但是这里讲了一件事情，信而归主的人多了，是因为主与他们同在。
But here it pointed out that a great number of people believed and turned to the Lord is because Lord's hand was with them.
我认识一个传道人。他跟我讲，他自己在信主过程当中的一些经历。
I know a preacher, and he shared about his experience in his belief.
这个传道人说，他被神圣灵感动带领到了一个地方，开始一个聚会。
He was touched by the Holy Spirit and started a new fellowship in a new place.
他说，他实在也没有什么口才。
He said he doesn't have a good speech skill.
他的这个性格个性又是很内向的人。
And his personality is not outward.
但是他说，主如何爱我，也盼望主给我一个心，能够爱这些神的儿女，还有失散的灵魂。
But he said that, Lord, love me. So I asked Lord to give me the same love to love these people who are lost.
他忠忠心心的把主的话能够讲解明白给这些弟兄姐妹听。
He faithfully preached Lord's word to these brothers and sisters.
但是他说他经历了一件事情，
But he experienced something.
他说在那个5年当中，他真的不知道为什么那些这么多人愿意来信耶稣。
In these 5 years of his spreading gospel, he did not understand why so many people come to believe in the Lord.
弟兄姐妹那个渴慕的心，这个是好像是主就这样子加给他们。
And the desire heart from the brothers and sisters were added from the Lord.
就像我一开始说的，这个传道人说我没有口才，我自己也刚毅木讷，不知道有时候不知道怎么关怀别人。
And just like this preacher said that I don't have a good speech skill and I don't know how to care about others.
他说自己有一天晚上在读经祷告的时候，
But one night when he was reading the Bible and pray,
他自己被神感动。
he was touched by God.
因为主爱他的教会，
Because God loved his church.
主爱这些他自己用宝血买赎回来的儿女。
God loved those children that was bought with his precious blood.
主知道哪里有粮，
God know where is food.
主把那些羊就带来得草
God
吃。
knows where are sheep and he lead the sheep to pasture.
主知道哪里有爱。
God knows where is love.
主就把那个羊带在那里得安息。
And God lead the sheep to peace.
他那个时候是这个传道人，他说深深知道，我服侍这么多年，我从来没有这么感觉到这么清醒过。
And the preacher said that after so many years of serving, he never felt so light in his heart.
不是自己努力拼命找人来。
It's not from his own effort to seek people to come.
是需要，我们的确是需要能好好的忠心服侍。
We need to be serving faithfully.
但是是主的恩典，
But this is from the grace of God.
是主的工作，
It's the Lord's work.
是主自己亲自吸引他的儿女来到他的脚前。
It's Lord who attracted his own children to come before his feet.
他知道这个聚会的中心是主。
He knows the center of the fellowship is the Lord.
他带着神的儿女一同尊主为大。
He brought the brothers and sisters to worship the Lord as the highest.
主的同在是这么的真实，在他们的中间。
Lord's presence is so real among them.
这是安提亚的教会。
And this is the Antioch church condition.
神用着一批人看起来好像是不知名的弟兄姐妹。
Lord is using people without names.
不是在耶路撒冷，却是在这个小小的地方，神的见证起来了。
No famous person from Jerusalem, but from the small place.
从22节到23节，
From 22 to 23.
我们继续看另外一个事情的一个转折。
So we see another event.
这个风声传到了耶路撒冷教会人的耳中。
So this news of this reached the ears of the Church of Jerusalem.
从人的观点来讲，是应该我们听到耶路撒冷有多好多好的见证。
From the man's view, we should usually say, how good are the testimonials from the brothers and sisters in Jerusalem?
我们应该是好像觉得是从这个大教会有名的传道人当中听到好的见证。
So usually we intend to say that we heard such a great testimonial from this great brother from Jerusalem.
但是这里有一帮弟兄姐妹在安提亚聚会，
But here is a group of brothers and sisters gathering in Antioch.
聚着聚着，居然耶路撒冷听到了在这里的弟兄姐妹的聚会的光景。
As they gathered, this news actually spread to Jerusalem.
不仅仅是听到，最后还派人过去看看。
Not only they heard the news, they even sent someone to take a look.
他们就打发了安提亚出去，直走到安提亚为止。
So they sent Barnabas to Antioch.
安提亚，这个巴拿巴这个人
，Barnabas, this person.
他到了那里。
He arrived at Antioch.
他做什么事情呢
？What did he do?
他第一句在圣经二十三节第一句话就讲到，当巴拿巴到了那里，看见神赐的恩，就欢喜。
Verse 23, when Barnabas arrived and saw the evidence of grace of God, he was glad.
巴拿巴在第四章的时候，他讲到他原来的名字叫做约瑟。
In chapter 4, it mentioned that Barnabas originally named as Joseph.
是使徒给他的一个绰号，一个外号，就 nickname 叫做巴拿巴。
So the disciples gave him a nickname as Barnabas.
巴拿巴的意思就是劝慰者。
The meaning of Barnabas is comforter.
巴拿巴是一个很会鼓励，是一个会安慰人的人。
He is a person who is very good in comforting others and encourage others.
不仅仅是如此。
Not only this.
他在这二三节里面讲到，他一到了安提亚，看见了神所赐的恩，就欢喜。
So verse 23 again, it says that when he arrived and saw the evidence of grace of God, he was glad.
巴拿巴有一个不同的眼光。
He has a different vision.
他能够看见在弟兄姐妹中间有神的恩典。
He can see the grace of God among brothers and sisters.
他看见在安提亚教会的弟兄姐妹有神的工作。
He saw the brothers and sisters under the work of God.
他心里欢喜。
He was glad in his heart.
要能够到一个地方看见神的恩而能够欢喜，真的是需要主的怜悯。
As he went to a new place and saw the evidence of grace of God, this required the mercy of God.
如果是我
，If it were me.
我可能到了别的地方去，一个小地方去看到弟兄姐妹。
And I went to a small place and saw brothers and sisters.
我自己里面讲到，一定多多少少可能会觉得，哎呀，这个敬拜没有神的同在。
I might feel that, oh, this worship did not have the presence of God.
哎呀，这个弟兄可能要悔改。
And this brother might need to repent.
哎呀，这个你们在读经是读的什么乱七八糟。
And this Bible study is in a mess.
但是在我们巴拿巴的弟兄，他有一个不同的眼光。
But our brother Barnabas has a different vision.
他能看见神的工作。
He can see the work of God.
我们哪一个人信主蒙恩信主，是因为原来我们是一个好人。
Which one of us can be saved by grace is because we are a good person.
我们在神面前都是不堪的人。
As we are in front of the Lord, we are all unworthy.
是神的怜悯把我们捡在他手中。
It's Lord's mercy to put us in His hand.
是他在我们生命当中的制作和改变。
That is his insistence to change us.
但是我们能够看见吗？
But are we able to see?
我们能够看见弟兄姐妹生命里面的基督吗？
Are we able to see the Christ in other brothers and sisters?
我们能不能看见有一个弟兄他肯愿意在神面前悔改？
Are we able to see that a brother is willing to repent before the Lord?
我们也能看见一个弟兄他肯愿意翻开圣经，好好的读圣经。
Are we able to see that a brother is willing to open up the Bible to read?
我们能不能看到一个姐妹，她愿意按着圣经顺服自己的丈夫
？Are we able to see a sister willing to obey her husband because of what the Bible said?
如果我们能够看见弟兄里面的基督
，If we can see the Christ in our brothers and sisters，
看见神在每一个人身上的工作。
Can see the work of God in a person.
我们里面真有感谢，我们里面的心真的是感谢不完。
Then we will have unlimited thanks in our heart.
心里面是一定是充满了喜乐。
And our heart will be filled of joy.
因为我们有主。
Because we have the Lord.
是主自己在我们身上的恩典。
Is Lord giving us the grace.
不是我们能够劝他做什么，而是神的灵的感动。
It's not because we can change someone, but the touch of the Holy Spirit.
巴拿巴不仅有这样子一个眼光。
Barnabas has this vision.
他更是在那里劝勉众人，立定心志，恒久靠主。
He can even encourage them all to remain true to the Lord with all their heart.
他好像把人的灵可以能够真实的抬起来。
He can lift up others' spirit.
让人看见主。
So that people can see the Lord.
让人看见主是我们的一切。
So that people can see Lord is everything to us.
只有主是我们唯一的依靠。
And only Lord is our only dependent.
因为只有主真正能够从我把我们从粪堆当中能够提拔出来。
Because only Lord can lift us out from disasters.
以前我服侍，在服侍当中有碰过一个弟兄。
So in my service, I met a brother.
在他的家里面，遭遇到极大的难处。
And his home faced a great tribulation.
他有两个孩子，都得了这个异位性皮肤炎。
His two sons got a skin cancer.
他求助了所有的基本上花了好多年求助了许许多多的医生。
Many many years he spent a lot of time asking different doctors.
基本上医生都给他一个结论，就是没办法治愈的。
The conclusion from all these doctors are this is incurable.
你这两个孩子可能一辈子就要吃类固醇了。
So your two sons have to eat this medicine for their whole life.
他有两个那时候五岁的双胞胎。
He has a twin at 5 years old.
这个弟兄每天晚上打电话给我。
So this brother called me every night.
有时候问为什么。
Sometimes he asked me why.
有时候没话说了，只能在电话中只有哭泣。
Sometimes he cannot speak, but only weep.
对于我能说什么呢？
And what can I say?
我这种人不会安慰的人，我只能告诉他，你要有信心啊，要靠主啊。
I am a person lack of comfort, but I can only say, oh, you have to depend on the Lord and have faith.
要抓住神的应许啊。
And grab on the promise from the Lord.
好，这个万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处啊。
Everything work for is mutual benefit for the love of the people in the love of Lord.
使尽了我全身的力量。
Using all I can.
但是我深深记得有一个老，曾经有一个老弟兄来到我们中间。
But I remember there is this elderly brother came among us.
他来到我们中间来分享主的话。
He came among us to share about the Lord.
那我就想说刚好这是这个机会，我就让这个老弟兄能够来见一见这个这一位正在遭患难的这个弟兄。
So I was hoping to ask this elderly brother to speak to this other brother who is facing the son's problem.
这个老弟兄以前也有个儿子。
And this elderly brother also had a son before.
因为一次交通的事故，这个老弟兄失去了他的儿子。
And he lost the son in a traffic accident.
这个老弟兄经历过丧子之痛。
And this elderly brother lost his son and experienced the pain.
感谢主，他也自己从这个难处当中，主自己把他扶持起来。
And thanks the Lord, Lord has lifted him back up.
这个老弟兄对着这弟兄没有讲几句话。
And this elderly brother did not speak too many words.
这位弟兄里面深深得了安慰。
But this brother had received the comfort.
从此之后，他知道怎么样能够靠主站立起来。
From there on, he knew how to depend on the Lord to stand firm.
格林多后书一章三节到四节。
Second Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 1 to 3.
那发慈悲的父是各样安慰的神， 我们在一切患难中，他就安慰我们，叫我们能用神所赐的安慰去安慰那些遭各样患难的人。
Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comfort us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God.
教会里面真的需要像巴拿巴一样的弟兄姐妹。
We need someone like Barnabas in our church.
他知道主的心肠。
He knew the heart of the Lord.
他今天来到安提亚教会的弟兄姐妹。
As he came to the brothers and sisters in Antioch.
他不是上级指导员。
He is not coming as an instructor.
他知道主的工作。
He knew the work of God.
他知道主在这里的恩典。
He knew the grace of God among.
他不仅仅看见弟兄姐妹的光景能够欢喜。
Not only he can be glad at seeing brothers and sisters' condition in Antioch.
他让人的眼目从这个患难里面继续看着神。
He guide others to look to fix their eyes on the Lord.
弟兄姐妹得以被坚固。
So that the brothers and sisters can be strengthened.
能够立定心志，很久。靠主
can set their heart to remain true in the Lord.
这二十四节要继续的讲到神的工作。
Verse 24 continue to talk about the work of God.
巴拿巴原是一个好人，被圣灵充满，大有信心，于是有许多人归服了主。
Barnabas was a good man, full of Holy Spirit and faith, and a great number of people were brought to the Lord.
这里来描写了这个有三个词来描写了巴拿巴。
So there are three descriptions to describe Barnabas.
一个好人，被圣灵充满，而且大有信心。
First is good man, and full of Holy Spirit, and full of faith.
这个好人不是世界上所说的“哎呀，你真好”那种好人啊。
So good man is not equivalent to the human standard of good man.
这里讲到了好人，原来有一个意思，是讲到说，在主面前是一个良善忠心的仆人。
This good man referred to as a faithful servant in front of the Lord.
这个好人也是讲到他在他里面有一个主的一个良善，一个 kind 在他里面。
So this good man also referred to as a kind in front of the Lord.
他是讲到巴拿巴这个人对人。有主的恩慈。
So it refers to Barnabas. This person has a grace of God.
这个恩慈啊，反面就是就像是刻薄一样 ，mint.
Mint.
Yeah, mint. 就是刻薄。
So it's like a acting as a mint.
曾经听过一个在网上。看过一段文章，有看到里面这个文章里面有一个孩子的祷告。
So I was reading something online about a prayer from a child.
这个孩子，他的父亲是一个传道人。
The father of this child is a preacher.
他有时候就常常看见，父亲的确有因着主而喜乐的时候。
And he saw that his father has joy because of the Lord.
这个孩子也看见父亲有时候因着教会的一些事情，常常有时候垂头丧气。
And he also saw his father, was sad because of the condition in church.
这个孩子多多少少听到了一些事情。
And this child heard many different things.
但是这个孩子的有一个在这个文章当中有一个祷告。
But there is this prayer in his passage.
这孩子说，我希望所有的坏人都能够成为基督徒。
He said, I wish all the bad person can become Christian.
但是我也希望所有的基督徒都能够成为一个 kind person.
But I also wish all the Christian can be a kind person.
主让我们能够在主里面学习，我们能够彼此恩慈来相待。
So the Lord gave us the lessons to ask us to be kind to each other.
真的是有时候在教会里面因为不同的做法，不同的想法，我们有时候坚持自己的想法，我们对人好刻薄。
So a lot of times we all insisted on our own thought and our own ways and treating others unkind.
巴拿巴是一个 kind person，
So Barnabas is a kind person.
他也是一个被圣灵充满的人，
And he is also filled with Holy Spirit.
他也是一个大有信心的人。
And he is full of faith.
英文里面讲得很好，这巴拿巴里面的心是满了圣灵，也满了信心。
So in English, it says full of Holy Spirit and full of faith.
一个宝贵的器皿，
And
人
a
手中，
precious vessel in the hand of man.
神可以把他天上的恩慈、怜悯，充充满满的加给了教会。
God can pour down grace and mercy to church.
不是人感动的人，
Not because man has moved other men.
是我们的主借着我们这个不配的瓦器里面，能够显出主的宝贵。
But it's the Lord using us, the unworthy vessel, to reveal his precious.
这里讲到许多人归服了主，
So here I mentioned a great number of people.
这个归服是讲到是。英文里面就讲到是加给，是许多人是主自己加给了，是主加给了自己。
So is the Lord adding these people to himself?
我们的神，他自己在这在呃在呃在他的百姓工作，
Our God is working among his people.
但是主却借着我们这一群不配的人，成为一个管道。
But Lord has used us as the channel to spread the gospel.
有时候我真的是想想，主自己做事就好了。
Sometimes I was thinking, Lord, do it yourself is better.
为什么还用着这我们这一群不配的人？
Why you want to use us who are unworthy?
其实让我真正的明白，
And I truly, when I truly understand,
借着各样的事情，
through many different things,
认识我自己的本相。
to know myself,
认识我真的是需要依靠神。
to know that I have to depend on
另外一
God,
方面，也让我看见是神恩典的工作，
and to let me see the grace of God,
不是我能为主做什么，
not what I can do for
是
God.
主自己要来向我显明，他
But
在
Lord
我们
wants
这
to
群不
come.
配，在我们这群不配人身上，他自己的信实。
But Lord wants to come and show us, those who are unworthy, his faithfulness.
因着巴拿巴在那里的服侍，
And because of the service of Barnabas at Antioch,
主可以把许多人加给主自己。
Lord can add number of people to himself.
这不是一幅很美丽的图画吗？
Isn't this a beautiful picture?
我们中间有主，
We have Lord among us.
神把我们摆在不同的地方。
God put us in different places.
我们可以一起为了主的缘故，
For God's reason, we can work together.
我们能够看见神的工作，
We can see the work of God.
我们自己也可以成为神的工作。
And we can become the work of God.
第25节、26节，
Verse 25 and 26.
不仅仅是保罗，不仅仅是巴拿巴他自己在那里的服侍。
Not only Barnabas did not serve alone.
25节讲到，他又去往大树去找，把扫罗找来，
25 says Barnabas went to Tarsus to look for Saul.
把他找着了，就之后就带到安提阿去。
When he found him, he brought him to Antioch.
这个找啊，这讲到他是苦苦的去把扫罗给找出来。
To look for Saul is something very difficult.
巴拿巴自己在那里服侍，不是就好了吗？
Isn't it enough that Barnabas serve alone?
他为什么需要去苦苦的把扫罗找来呢？
Why he want to spend the effort to look for Saul?
我自己在主面前里面的一些领会。
The understanding I received from the Lord.
第一个
First,
Barnabas 知道在这里神家属灵的需要。
Barnabas understand the Lord requirement in this spiritual home.
巴拿巴爱教会，他还知道这里欠缺什么。
Barnabas loved the church and he knew what is not what is insufficient.
他就是好像是一个为父的心肠。
He was like acting as a father.
他知道要去哪里，让这些弟兄去哪里寻找，让这些弟兄姐妹能够得到最大的好处。
He knew what he should search in order to benefit brothers and sisters.
他知道保罗就是当时的扫罗。
He knew Paul. Who is also Saul at that time.
保罗知道，或许扫罗在这来到这里可以帮助这里的弟兄姐妹。
He believed Saul should be able to help brothers and sisters there.
保罗真正知道他自己没有，巴拿巴知道自己没有。
Barnabas knew that he is insufficient.
他也能够看见扫罗神给他有一个特别的一份。
And he saw that what God has given to Saul specialty.
巴拿巴可以知道借着扫罗可以带给神家祝福。
Barnabas knew that Saul can bring blessings to church.
好不好？
Isn't that good?
容不容易？
Isn't that easy?
巴拿巴可以看见别人的好，别人的有，他知道这个扫罗可以来帮助这里的弟兄姐妹。
Barnabas saw the good of others, the strength of others, and he knew that Saul can come and help.
当什么时候，如果我看见我自己没有，而看见我的弟兄有
，One day if I can see that what I don't have, but other brothers and sisters has.
我里面会有什么感觉
？What will I feel inside me？
酸酸的。
Is it a sour feeling？
我记得我以前在学生团去服侍的时候
，I remember I was serving in a student fellowship。
那里要安排许多的接飞机的工作。
So we need to arrange a lot of airport pickup。
呀，所以来的学生。能够帮他找到地方能够安顿下来
and help the new students from overseas to settle down
让他们在很多事情上面都能够安定下来
so that they can settle down in their life
当然我们也会把他带来一起聚会
and we can bring them to fellowship
我记得有一年真是来的这些学生挺多的
so one year there were quite a great number of students.
那我一个人没办法照管得了。
I couldn't handle everyone by myself.
那刚好很特别的时候，神也让一个真的是很好的弟兄，那时候也来到我们当中。
And God has arranged a very good brother among us.
那我就跟那个弟兄讲说，哎，那这样子好了，我们周五的查经聚会我们就分成两组，你带一组，我带一组。
So I share with the other brother that let's split the fellowship into two, one led by you and one led by me.
我们就按着这样子的一个定规，我们就开始聚会。
So starting like that, we started our fellowship.
但是聚会聚个几个月之后，我突然发现我这一组的弟兄姐妹人数越来越少了。
But after a few months, I see that the brothers and sisters in my group decreased.
那我想说，可能是弟兄姐妹。因为功课都忙了，所以就没有来了。
And I thought maybe they were busy with school work and didn't come.
但是在有一次的礼拜五查完经之后，那我就准备要回家。
So one time after the Bible study on Friday, I was getting ready to go home.
哎，就突然走过一个房间，哎，那里的灯还是亮着。
And I went by, I passed by a room with light on.
就从那个房间的门口有个窗户，我就从这窗户往里面看。
And I peek through an open window.
原来是那个弟兄带领的弟兄姐妹在那里读圣经。
And it was the other brother who was guiding, who was leading the Bible study.
那不仅看到那弟兄带 带他们读圣经，我还看到我们这一组的弟兄姐妹都在，还有一部分人都在那里。
Not only I saw the brother who was leading the Bible study, but I also saw my missing people were in his group.
这个回到家里面，心七上八下。
After I returned home, I felt very unrest.
心里面讲说，不要看人数，不要看人数。
And I told myself, don't look at the numbers, don't look at the numbers.
但是我真正知道我里面的光景。
But I knew my conditions.
我们看见弟兄姐妹被神使用。
We saw Lord use brothers and sisters.
我们看见主在这个弟兄姐妹身上有一个特别的恩典。
We saw a special grace on this other brothers and sisters.
我们心里面会开心吗？
Are we joyful in our heart?
神赐给我们恩赐，不是让我们自己去炫耀我们自己。
God gave us grace not to glorify ourselves.
神赐给我们恩赐，是要我们如同主耶稣一样，束起腰带来，来服侍我们的弟兄姐妹。
God gave us grace is wanting us to do what Jesus did to serve others.
盼望我们都有一个祷告。
May we all have a prayer.
不管神用谁。
No matter God, who is used by God.
只要他得荣耀，我都不在乎了。
As long as God receives glory, I should not care.
只要我的主，他宝贵的名字能够被传扬出去。
As long as the precious name of the Lord can be spread.
只要他宝贵的名字被人高举，我的心就满足了。
As long as his precious name can be exalted, I should be pleased.
Barnabas 知道自己没有。
Barnabas knew what he did not have.
他把扫罗苦苦地找来。
He spent effort, great effort, to look for Saul.
他知道神给保罗有一个特别的一份。
He knew Saul has this special gift from God.
能带给神家有祝福。
That he can bring blessings to church.
他们足足有一年的功夫和教会一同聚集，教会了许多人。
For a whole year, Barnabas and Saul met with the church.
当时扫罗还是一个小弟兄，没什么名望。
Saul was a little brother at that time without any fame.
但是巴拿巴和扫罗一起同工。
But Barnabas was working with Saul.
一起为了这一帮在安提亚的弟兄姐妹。
And together they work for the brothers and sisters in church in Antioch.
那个爱主的心。
The love of the Lord.
那个饥渴慕义的心。
The desire of the truth.
在这些弟兄姐妹当中。
Spread among brothers and sisters.
实在是一个好美好美的一个图画。
It's a beautiful picture.
我还记得在服侍这个。在曾经在一个地方服侍，那刚开始人数很少。
I remember serving in a place with very few numbers of brothers and sisters.
人数不多。
Not that many.
但是你看见弟兄姐妹那个真实相爱的心。
But you see the true love of brothers and sisters among them.
一听到要读神的话，大家争先恐后，不仅找到，而且坐在第一排。
Not once they heard that we have to read the word of the Lord, they compete to get the first row of chairs.
大家说到要服侍的时候，弟兄姐妹争先恐后。
Once we talk about serving the Lord, they compete to take the work.
就算是扫厕所、擦地板，心里面也是满了感谢主，也是满了赞美的主。
Even cleaning the bathroom or floors, they are full of praise.
经历过那些主的恩典在弟兄姐妹中间是这么的新鲜。
This is a very fresh feeling of the Lord's grace.
但是也经历到的，但是后来人渐渐增多了。
But as people number of people grow,
弟兄姐妹中间就开始出现了相咬相吞的事情。
And there are competitions among brothers and sisters and complaint.
每次轮到要服侍的时候，就会回答说：“为什么又轮到我了？不是轮到他。”
And some, when the turn for them to serve, they will say, "Why is it my turn again? Why is not him?"
做错了事情就会埋怨。那你看看某某人不是这更糟糕吗？你为什么不去先去责备他
？When something was done wrong, they will complain and say, "Why you didn't complain to the others who did worse?"
想到当蒙恩的时候，我们的心那个赴汤蹈火，彼此同工，为了主。
When we have the grace and the heart to pour out ourselves to serve the Lord.
但如今却好像是碰不得，也说不得了。
But now become someone who cannot be touched and cannot be criticized.
我们这一帮人真的是需要主的恩典。
We, these people, need God's grace.
不仅仅是一时。
Not only for a short time.
靠的主恩，我们很久靠主，在主里面一同成长。
Depends on the Lord to grow together for a long period of time.
他们不仅仅在那里聚集。
Not only they gather there.
神用许多的主的话来教训了许多的人。
Lord used his word to teach great numbers of people.
教会弟兄姐妹一同聚集，很重要一件事情。
There is this important lesson for brothers and sisters of gathering.
我们是让主来教训我们。
We allow the Lord to teach us.
让我们求主给我们一个受教的心。
And may the Lord give us a edifiable heart.
让我们心能够被提醒，能够被光照。
So that our heart can be reminded and can be shined on.
让我们能够受鼓得鼓励，我们能够被建立。
So that we can be encouraged and can be built up.
就好像在以赛亚书第五十章第四节那边说。以赛亚书第五十章第四节，主每早晨提醒，提醒我的耳朵，使我能听，像受教者一样。
Just like the book of Isaiah, chapter 50, verse 4. The sovereign Lord has given me an instructed tongue to know the word that sustains the weary. He wakens me morning by morning, wakens my ear to listen like one being taught.
一个能听的耳，听见主的话，让我们如同好土一样，让他的话落在我们这个好土里面，能够结实百倍。
A ear that can listen and can be taught, just like a good soil that can let the seed grow.
神的话在人的心中能够产生莫大的改变和变化。
God's word can be planted in our heart and change us.
在过去这一年的一年多的这个 pandemic 的这一段期间
，In this past year of pandemic time，
让我有一件事情让我真的是很感恩。
There is something that I have to I receive the grace.
一开始的时候，大家很在乎的是这个世界发生什么事情。
And in the beginning, we care about what is happening to the world.
但是后来，特别知道在有一个老姐妹的身上，她把这个老姐妹的心从这个世界慢慢的带回到神的话里面。
And but from a elderly sister, she brought the heart from the world back to the Lord.
原来就讲到说。哎呀，这个中美关系又看到这个 pandemic 多少的这个败坏，多少的不公平。
So we see the pandemic and the Sino-American relationship and a lot of inequality.
但是很奇妙，不晓得为什么，主就借着这个神的话，开始光照了这个姐妹。
But miraculously, Lord used His word to lighten up.Enlighten the sister.
这个老姐妹，我们跟她们一起每一天都读主的话。
So we read Bible with this elderly sister every day.
她有一天就跟我分享。
One day she shared with me.
她说：“我终于看见我这个人是这么骄傲的人。”
She said, "Eventually, now I see how proud I was."
我这个人真需要主的怜悯。
I truly need Lord's mercy.
她一边讲一边流泪。
As she speaks, she weep.
她在我们跟她一起祷告的时候，她讲到说：“主啊，我真需要你自己来怜悯，来带领我。”
As we pray with her, she pray that Lord, please guide me in person.
我真正能够知道， 我是神手中的工作了。
That I truly realize that I'm the work of the Lord's hand now.
一个人有受教的心。
A person willing to be taught.
主的话，主的恩典，在他生命当中能够结实百倍。
And the Lord's word and Lord's grace can be fruitful 10 times.
门徒能够被称为基督徒，是从安提阿起手的。
Disciples can be called as Christians starting from Antioch.
讲到一个跟随主的人，他的生命不断的被改变，不断的被改变。
Talking about someone who is willing to follow the Christ and continuously to be changed.
别人可以看见他，就知道他是跟主的那一帮人。
Someone can see them and knowing that they are the Christ follower.
这是见证。
And this is the testimony.
一帮门徒跑到了安提阿，在主的教训当中，生命显出了不一样的生活。
A group of disciples living in Antioch lives differently so that people can see the difference.
是别人认出来，给他们一个绰号，叫做基督徒。
So that even other the worldly people give them a name as Christians.
别人看出来这一帮人是跟过耶稣的那一帮人。
They can be seen as the group of people who followed Jesus.
这是见证。
And this is the testimony.
我们知道在美国每四年我们都会有一些都有选举。
We know in America there is an election every 4 years.
每四年这个选举的时候就常常出现许许多多奇奇怪怪的言论。
So every 4 years, there is a special theme of speech.
好，这个你要出来投个票，投给谁，你才是做光做盐，你才有见证。
You should come out and vote in order to be light and salt.
选举的时候，去年选举的时候，我一个同学，他在加州，他同样的。
Last year, I have this classmate in California.
那我认识他，我跟他很熟。
I am. We are close.
虽然他说他自己是基督徒
，even though he called himself as Christian，
平常也不太去教会的
，but he didn't attend church usually.
平常也不太读经祷告的
，and he did not read Bible or pray.
有时候是他的孩子拉着他去聚会
，sometimes his child actually take him to.
但是就在选举的时候，他就常常一直发这些东西给我
But
你要出来投票了，这样才有见证啊。
But during the election time, he sent message to me all the time about me have to go vote in order to be salt and light in the world.
我就想说，哎呦，你什么时候你特别这么关心神的见证？
And then I suddenly thought, hey, starting from when you become caring about God's testimony?
哦，原来你是关心投票，比神还比更关比比关心神更多。
So maybe you care about elections more than God.
什么是见证
？So what is testimonials？
在《使徒行传》里面第五章。
In the book of Acts chapter 5，
我们知道有一个人叫做亚拿尼亚。
We know that there is a person called Anania。
他和他的妻子卖了田产。
He and his wife sold all their properties。
但是卖了之后，却把这个银钱啊，私自留下几分。
But he kept back part of the money for himself.
但是他却把剩下的摆在使徒的脚前。
And then he brought the rest and put in at the apostles' feet.
还告诉使徒说，这些就是我卖田产所有的所有的银钱。
And he told the apostles that this is all the money I got from selling my properties.
当然我们知道这是一个欺骗。
We know he's lying.
他私自藏下了一些可是却对着使徒讲说这是全部了。
He secretly kept back some of his money, but he told the apostles this is all.
彼得告诉他们你为何欺哄圣灵为何欺哄神。
And Peter told them, why are you deceiving the Holy Spirit and deceiving yourself?
在那时候，他们，这个亚拿尼亚和他的妻子后来就当场就死在弟兄姐妹面前。
Ananias and his wife fell down dead in front of others.
这件事情震动了当时的教会和那些听见人的事，听见这事的人。
And it shook the church and all those who heard.
所有人听见都惧怕。
Everyone who heard has great fear.
那时候没有一个人真正的敢贴近神，但是百姓却尊重使徒。
They might not be personally close to God, but they are feared of the apostles.
教会有真实的见证，教会有真实的力量。
Church has the actual testimonials and power.
是因为神的儿女活出圣洁的生活。
It's because God's children live out a holy life.
我们为什么为着这个在座上位的在上位的祷告？
Why should we pray for those in power?
我们为他祷告是因为为了要敬虔端正度日呢？
We pray because we want them to have this fearful heart.
还是我们为着他祷告只是为了我自己的享受？
Or we pray for him because of my own enjoyment.
如果是后者，
If it's the latter,
那我们就需要，我们真的是需要披麻蒙灰了。
Then we should repent.
在我们的平常的生活里面没有见证。
In our daily life, we don't have testimonial.
不会因为你做了特别的事情，我们就有见证
了。It will not affect the testimony because you did something special.
尼托森弟兄曾经讲过一段话。
And Brother Nee had said,
神注重的是我们的所我们注重我们所事的，过于我们所做的。真正的工作乃是生命的流露，算得数的侍奉乃是总是基督的活出。
Lord, pay attention to more who we are than more what we did. 然后是什么？
真实的工作乃是生命的流露。
And the actual work is a flow of life.
算得数的侍奉总是基督的活出。
And accountable service is something that we should live out.
基督到底在我生命当中有没有流露出来？
So has Christ flow out from me?
在安提阿教会里面，
In the church of Antioch,
这一年的功夫，
In this 1 year,
神的话喂养了这些弟兄姐妹，
God's word has fed these people.
让这些弟兄姐妹让神的话教训他们。
And these people allow God's word to teach them.
以至于他们的生活可以显出和外人不一样。
So that their life shows difference from others.
一个新生命可以带出一个新的生活。
And a new life will bring out a new living.
今天我们可以告诉别人说我是基督徒。
Today we can tell others we are Christian.
但别人可以从我的身上认出来我是跟过基督的吗？
But are people able to recognize that we are actual Christian follower?
门徒被称为基督徒是从安提亚起手的。
Disciples were called Christians first at Antioch.
的确从这一段话里面有许多的光照和学习。
There are a lot of enlightenment and teaching in this.
但是我们也要从另外一个角度，我们看见神在我们身上是多么的忍耐。
Yet from a different angle, we have to see the patience of God on us.
神在这个败坏的时代里面，居然见证能够显明出来。
In such a corrupted world, testimonial can be revealed.
是借着原来我们这一帮人是跟他与神为敌为仇的人。
It's because of us who were enemy with him in the beginning.
是他自己亲自来喂养我们。
But he personally come to feed us.
是我父在栽种。
And the Father plant.
是他自己不放弃的爱。
And it's his unwilling to let go.
每次想到在安提阿这一帮弟兄姐妹，神宝贵的工作。
Every time think of the work of these brothers and sisters in Antioch.
心里面只有俯伏敬拜。
We can only bow down and praise.
盼望我们一起在神面前，我们也如同这里的弟兄姐妹一样， 有一个受教的心。
In front of the Lord, may we be like these people, willing to be taught by the Lord.
也让神恩典的工作能够毫无拦阻的成就在我们中间。
And allow God's grace to work among us without any hindrance.
我们将来见主面，我们可以一同欢喜的感谢赞美主。
As we see face to face to the Lord in the future, we can be joyful.
感谢主，盼望我们一同在主面前，我们一起蒙恩。
Thanks the Lord, may we together receive the grace of God.
我们一起低头祷告。
And let's have more prayer.
主，谢谢你，你从来没有放弃过。
Lord, thank you, you never abandon us.
你的旨意必定要成就在地上，如同在天上。
Your will will be done on earth as in heaven.
让我们一起被你的话来造就。
May your word establish all of us.
让我们能够在你面前，我们只盼望你的名被尊崇。
May we come before you for the sake of your name being obeyed.
我们如此仰望祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
And our prayer in Christ Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.